Hi, my name is Valerie Monet. I'm a little bit sorry if my voice is kind of raspy, but I was screaming a little bit too loud at the Dodger game last night, and I kind of lost my voice. But anyway, I am from Simi Valley, California, which is Ventura County, but it's the border of Ventura County and LA, so sometimes people don't know where in the world Ventura County is or Simi Valley. So I'm like, I'm from San Fernando Valley, and they kind of understand it. It's not because I have anything against Simi, it's just because some people are just a little stupid. My major is kinesiology with an emphasis in athletic training. It was going to be physical therapy, pre-physical therapy, but I changed it because I wasn't able to work hands-on with athletes, which is the one thing that I really wanted to do. And so now I'm doing athletic training, which is great because I get to work hands-on with the athletes, which is the thing that I want to do the most. You know, I want to be an athletic trainer for a professional football team is what my goal is. That's initially what I hope. I mean, who knows what I'm going to get, but that's what I really want to do in life. It should be fun. I mean, working with San Diego State, hopefully, is what I want to do. I don't really want to be working for Mesa or some other school like that because I go to San Diego for a reason, and I want to work with my school and my athletes. Now, I'm taking physics mainly because that's what my major tells me I need to take in order to get into my emphasis. But it's also a good class to take because it's letting me work, realize that physics can be related into the world around us. Unlike other classes that you take, I don't necessarily understand like how they relate to one another, and it just drives me insane because I can't quite comprehend, like, okay, well, so what? This is a problem. What's it got to do with anything? But with physics, I can look at the diagrams and I can look at the math and I can realize, okay, well, you know what? There really is a point to this because it really is trying to show me, okay, to show me like the degrees of something or how something works. And that's why I like physics, even though it's such a hard class to take. Now, physics is helping me intellectually grow because it is allowing me to see a broader horizon, and it is allowing me to understand, you know, that there is more in-depth things, you know, like biological and you know, and then there's a larger scope, you know, like we do a lot of problems with baseball, and that helps, you know, like working with that, like exactly in my field with athletic training, because I want to do sports. Now, the purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly uses, I would have to say, would be the diagrams, because he is on our butts about that all the time. Diagrams, 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 make sure you do it. But the diagrams, they honestly do help because, again, it relates more to real life. If you don't have a diagram, you don't understand how this could be real. But if with the diagram, you can be like, okay, well, you know what? I really see that the ball is going this way, or the ball, you know, someone's dropping down something from a air balloon or something. You understand it a lot more when you're working with just the math problem. All it is numbers, and it doesn't make sense, and there's nothing to it. Now, as far as me liking college, I love college. I mean, how can I not? I love being away from home, and I love living on my own. I love having my own place. I think that's the one thing that I love the most about college. But mainly, I love that I can get something out of it, you know? Like, it's not just going to be me, you know? There's a goal in my life to college. I'm not just going to live the college life, to go and party and stuff. Like, I'm doing it because I want a career. I want to career that I can make money and that I don't have to work at McDonald's for the rest of my life or something like that, you know? I want to be something, to be someone. And that's what I expect out of college. I expect for me to be able to get a degree. I expect for me to be able to come out with my head high and say, look, it may have taken time, I may have had to work hard and struggled, but in the end, I got my degree, I got where I wanted. And I have a little sister, she's almost 3 years old, you know, she looks up to me for everything. And how would that look if I dropped out of college, or I didn't go to college, or something like that? And then I also have a little brother, he's younger than me, he's a senior right now, but that little boy is so smart, like, he could be going off to Stanford right now if he wanted to. But I don't know what he wants to do. But the thing is, him being so smart and him being able to do so many things that I can't do, it pushes me to work harder and it pushes me to want to succeed, because I want to show, like, you know what? Maybe you're born smarter, but I can be smart, you know? I don't need genetics in order to be who I am. And, you know, that's what I expect from college, and that's what I'm going to get out of it. Thank you.